Welcome to today's Vrenchka Village. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. 7-year-old Jacob Gosling is a bundle of energy. The Pella native enjoys cops and robbers.
Abby's like a store person, and I'm like the police, and Jay's a bad guy who steals a lot of stuff from the store.
Jay's a bad guy, huh?
And I steal the money. It's real money, but I don't actually steal it for real.
And drawing and building, especially for his older siblings, Ben and Abigail.
Well, he's really creative, so he'll always like bring me pictures that he's drawn, and he will build me these special things, and he always builds Legos, and he's like gets his Legos all weird looking and all crazy, and he comes up with all these different names for them, and he's really creative.
Jacob one day wants to put that creative mind to use.
So what do you want to be when you grow up?
A worker.
What kind of worker? Construction or engineer or?
An engineer.
Uh-huh. And does the drawings?
The drawings of the house.
An architect?
Yeah.
But not all things are guaranteed, even for children. In August of 2012, his parents, Todd and Barb, noticed Jacob was having head pain. And on this day 3 years ago, their world changed dramatically.
It's shocked your system. You think, boy, cancer. You know, surely I can't be us, but, you know, it happens to a lot of people. And you start talking to a lot of people about it, and it's amazing. They know somebody's had cancer, another family member's had cancer, and it's more widespread than you really think about. You don't even think about cancer initially, and then for a young kid, it's really tough.
A few days later, the family traveled to the Mayo Clinic, where surgeons removed a cancerous brain tumor.
We would have to go through the chemotherapy and the radiation for the next 15 months or so, to take him through just to make sure that everything was covered with that treatment, and so we didn't have any relapse of any tumor again.
His sister Abby says the hardest time was those early stages.
I guess the toughest part was probably when we were up at Mayo and when he was recovering and stuff, because like he was not himself, and it was just a shock to see him like not knowing how to balance. He couldn't walk, he didn't remember things, and so it was just hard at first.
However, the prognosis was as good as it could have been, the Goslings say. Over the course of the next year and a half, they did everything they could to help Jacob get better.
He had about a week in the hospital there at Mayo recovering, and then another week up there in their rehab inpatient department. Then we came back home real briefly to regroup and head on down to Houston, where he ended up getting some proton therapy treatment. And it was fairly new, about 6 years new. There was just two places in the U.S. that were doing it, and so we went down to MD Anderson for about 7 weeks to have treatment there, and then also got chemotherapy, and then after that time was done for about, well, probably about a good year then here at Blank in Des Moines for additional chemotherapy cycles.
And on December 12, 2013, Jacob was declared cancer-free, but there was still a lot left to do to ensure a full recovery.
Anytime you have a traumatic brain injury, and surgery was considered a traumatic brain injury, would do that. You know, it definitely affected his motor skills and just and all that. And that takes a long time to recover. And so we're still, you know, going for therapies for some of that, and it's getting better. It gets better, you know, every month. But there are some lingering things beyond, you know, the treatment.
The family now makes the regular trip for occupational therapy at Kinetic Edge Physical Therapy in Pella to work on improving Jacob's coping skills, muscle weakness, and balance issues.
Play a fish game where you have a fishing pole and the circle moves around and around, and the fish, whenever they go up, they open their mouth, and then they close when they go back down. You try to get a fish.
Therapist Elise Bronk says she's worked with Jacob in the last school year to catch up on the many milestones he's missed because of his treatment.
And he kind of, if you would say, missed out on a year or so of being able to develop and grow as you typically would when you're four. And so his parents were concerned about different motor skills that he was needing to be able to do, as well as even just being able to, in the world of occupational therapy, we call it self-regulation. So that ability that we have to be able to either make ourselves alert when we need to or calm ourselves down.
Do you remember what you did with Miss Elise last week? What did you do on the mirror?
Painting myself on the mirror.
And what did you use to paint yourself?
Marshmallows.
Oh, really? What was that like?
Weird.
The Goslings are thankful for the community's continued support. and they hope many will share that same generosity if another child has to go through what their son did.
Because it is amazing when it started, just the support that came in from people we didn't even know, you know, the situation, the support financially, you know, through prayers and just care packages, different things like that. It's great to be part of a community there that really reaches out and knows, you know, has your back to help out in those situations when you need it.
That concludes today's Wrenchcott Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's Best Value in Retirement Living. We have more information at our website, kniakrls.com, about September's Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. More of today's news and local information is next on KNIA KRLS.